come back. Your dreams were your ticket out.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Styles with a Y, and what you're listening to right this very second in your ear holes in real time is Rockyology. Not the traditional, typical, normal podcast, the Chattanooga Drive-In Show that you've become accustomed to hearing. Rockyology is a, it used to be hour long, slightly longer than an hour music podcast because I love music. I am a talk radio host for three some odd decades, and I mean very odd decades, here in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and in the southeastern part of Tennessee, and all over the world as people listen, you know, of course, through digital means these days. And music, even though I was a talk radio guy, I got into radio because I loved music so much, and music has always been central to my life. For 2 years or so, I did Rockyologies every week and one called Storyville every week. And if you go to our website, ChattanoogaDriveInShow.com, if you go to FredPodcast.com or JeffStylesAmerica.com, any of these older, you know, platforms that I had for one reason or the other, Fred the Show was the name of my midday talk radio show, you'll find all of these Rockyologies and Storyvilles still archived. I was listening to a couple on Mother's Day as I drove home to see my mom and my family in our little bitty Mayberry-like town down in Georgia. And I thought, God, these are good. These are really good. I forgot how good they really were. I have a real knack for picking out music and curating music for you guys. All right? Now, not everybody will like every song, but it's an almost guarantee that you'll like a song so much you'll want to look further into it. All right, so I'm going to cover as many genres as I can. The whole idea behind Rockyology, though, was to play something that your traditional rock and roller maybe heard a long time ago but has forgotten about. Maybe they loved the band but never heard this song. It's stuff you didn't really hear on classic rock radio very often, but it deserved to be there. Or possibly new music that's being made and there's just no radio format out there that allows it to be played. So many excellent musicians just die in poverty and squalor because there's nobody out there actually playing that genre of music, because we have this mindset in traditional media, you know, mainstream media nowadays, that everything has to be in these little bitty neat and tidy borders and parameters, and that's just BS is what it is. Let musicians be musicians, let artists be artists. So demos, B-sides, live stuff, the occasional tapping into the richest veins of new music as well. We're going to do it all today. Happy Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day weekend to everybody out there. And I hope you get a big kick out of this. Now, my friend and partner, Jen Lambert, who has taken over in the past, and it has gone from Rockyology to my wife doing Rockherology to Jen doing Jambertology. We're doing this one today, the first Rockyology in almost a year. And then Jen and our other partner, Russell Stroud, our news guy for the daily podcast, the Drive-In Show podcast, are going to do one. I'm assuming it'll be called Jambertology. I don't know what you guys are going to do. It doesn't make any difference to me because I'm not going to be there. I'll listen when it comes out just like you guys do. She asked me, she goes, is there a theme to this particular show? Because I always said we don't have themes, and then I messed around and made every show have a theme. That gives you some ideas to how I work throughout life. Planning is for dullards is my personal motto. So I decided just I'm back, even though I never went anywhere. As a matter of fact, I will go ahead and start with just a couple of quick quotes. I'm back, I never went away, from Andres Iniesta. Don't call it a comeback. I've been doing this for years. My buddy LL Cool J. Ladies love Cool James. I'm broke, I'm bored, and I'm backed. It back NFL quarterback John Riggins. And that could be as applicable as anything I could possibly think of. So I'm going to start off with a new theme song for me. I am also the man with 10,000 theme songs. And this one was originally done by Edgar Winter and White Trash, his band White Trash, back in the 70s. And he was already answering the question, was he dead or alive? And this is a album that has been a decade and a half in the making since the passing of his brother, Johnny Winter. And it's just called Brother Johnny, and it features Billy Gibbons and Joe Bonamassa and all these incredible blues legends and rock and roll guitar legends. And this one is literally called Still Alive and Well in Rockyology.
Did you ever take a look to see who's left around? Everyone I thought was cool is hitting underground. Don't you know they're trying to get me lots of times and now they're reaching out for you? Well, I got out and I'm here to say maybe you can get out too. Whoa, still alive and well.
Whenever this chill comes over me, I wanna hug you with all of my might. That's right. Then along came Delilah and clipped his wig.
And it looks like you took me the same old way, so I'm nervous.
Ship on the sea.
The wind shakes the leaves on a tree.
And
I'm a nervous wreck and I'm all shook up. And that's what you're doing to me right now. And I'm jumping. That's right, you got me shaking.
Bye.
thank you very much to Leon Bridges and Krungbin, the most unlikely band to come out of Houston. Krungbin, a boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, I'm not sure, duo, who decided to pick up the strains of Thailand jam band music, Thai jam, and then throw some Texas overtones into it. And Leon, also a Houston, Texas resident, big on the country western scene these days, a little bit of crossover. When they do their own music, it's their own genre, as far as I'm concerned. And that one's kind of reminiscent of the Talking Heads, Strange Creatures, or Remain in Light, you know, period of their career. In the middle there, Jack White, Shaken. That is a Little Willie John cover. And I saw Jack White just a few weeks ago. My wife and I went to see him and his band, his remarkable band. The secret ingredient and the secret weapon in this band is the drummer. Amazing. At Ascend Amphitheater in Nashville, and it quickly skyrocketed to possibly my number two, my second favorite live concert of all time. It was that good. Jack White is the guitar god of this generation, no doubt. White Stripes, Raconteurs, Dead Weather, and of course just his own solo stuff, and Shaken, and then Edgar and Johnny Winter still alive and well. Okay. So let's go ahead and continue to move forward here. I'm going to go backwards in Mr. Peabody's Wayback Machine to 1971. Now, Russell, my buddy Russell the Love Muscle, is producing this. I sent you a video, did I say 71? 81, 1981 of Iggy Pop doing a David Bowie penned tune, he wrote it, called Bang Bang. The video is god-awful. It's terrible, but I thought you would get a kick out of it. It'd also gross you out a little bit. It's kind of based on the very first line, young girls know what they're after.
It reminds me of Oingo Boingo with little girls.
Yes, yes. And the thing is Iggy Pop is famously quoted about, you know, having underage groupies, as they all did back in the day. So don't concentrate on that, but Bang Bang is a killer, just classic rock tune that never got any airplay anywhere, so I figured it would, you know, be deserving of some airplay here. Followed, coming up here in just a second, this was at the tribute to Freddie Mercury. It is Queen, of course, David Bowie himself, Ian Hunter, one of my favorite artists of all time from Mata Hoople, and the guy that played guitar for Mata Hoople, Ian Hunter, David Bowie, and so many others, Mick Ronson, doing their version of Heroes live. And then the song that really inspired me to do this show, to come out of retirement, to come back and do another segment of Rockyology. I've had so many people ask me if I was ever going to do another one. I couldn't really foresee doing it because we were doing this other, you know, podcast that took up so much more time and took so much more effort. But it's her take. And this is brand new. This is brand new from Ann Wilson of Heart. And she's doing a cover of Robin Trower's title track, Bridge of Sighs. Now, Anne's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The lead singer, for Procol Harum, who Robin Trower was the guitarist for, is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Robin Trower is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I think you'll agree with me. Go back and listen to his stuff, and he certainly should be. Oh, and here's another quote from the world of quotes, the quote world. Remember me? I'm back to my old self again. No responsibilities, no attachments, no encumbrances. I don't want to own anything, love anyone, or get too attached to people, places, or things. It's a rule that seems to work well for me. From Danielle Steele.
You're back!
This isn't the right thing to do. So let's go. Bang, bang, I got mine.
videotape. He'll drive his sports car until it's too late. But we'll have a hot time on the town tonight. 'Cause love is my gadget, and it's the best yet. Bang, bang, I got mine. Bang, bang, the sun don't shine. Bang, bang. Let's go.
This tribute is for our great friend Freddie Mercury.
Thank you.
What a voice. I told everybody that The Heart was going to be the band of the 80s back at the end of the 70s. Nobody believed me. I was right. Howard Johnson was right for once. And Bridge of Sighs. Jen declared that song to be super sexy when I shared it with her one day. And Robin Trower had that real slow Hendrix-esque approach to music, very trippy. It was dope smoking music, okay? All right, I'll just go ahead and say it out loud. It was dope smoking music, no doubt about it. All right, we're going to go ahead and kind of change things up a little bit, as I always try to do here on Rockyology. We're going to kind of go down a little bit of a country dirt road. All right, this is going to start off with one of my favorite jam bands in the world. I am a jam band fan, as you will know, but I try to hit everything. String Cheese Incident. Don't ask me about the name, don't care. String Cheese Incident doing, it's kind of a best of both worlds scenario, doing their cover studio version of Peter Gabriel's first solo single, Salisbury Hill. When I went to England with my then wife back in 1993, we spent 10 days in England, and we actually went to Salisbury Hill because it was that important to me. It's one of the most upbeat songs, happy songs ever, delivered by one of the grumpiest and most morbid guys ever, Peter Gabriel of Genesis. Yes, he did Sledgehammer, but Salisbury Hill is very special to me.
I was going to say Brian Stone.
Yeah, and I was going to say our other partner in the morning and our producer for the Chattanooga Driving Show, who is a curmudgeon in his own right, well beyond his age of curmudgeonry. By the time he gets to be my age, he's going to be Mr. Wilson from Dennis the Menace on acid. Valerie June follows up with her take on Mazzie Star's Fade Into You. Not a song you probably saw coming with country instrumentation, but listen to the steel guitar in this one. And then ending up with maybe one of the most classic rock and roll hits, early rock and roll hits of all time, the guy that wrote it, who has since seen a real comeback in the days of the lockdown and the COVID break, named Chip Taylor, who was the lead singer and songwriter and guitarist for the band The Troggs, and his take on Wild Thing. A couple more quotes about being back from Robert Downey Jr. I'm a soldier who didn't know how nasty the battle was going to be, and now I've got a purple heart and I'm back. And then one of your favorites, certainly not mine, Drake. We started at the bottom, now we're here. We started at the bottom, now we're here. I'm going to repeat this about 87 times, and I'm going to get a hit because I'm here. And he said, they're saying I'm back. I agree with that.
Hello, boys! I'm
every nerve. Had to listen, had no choice. I did not believe the information, just had to trust imagination. My heart was going boom, boom, boom. Son, he said, grab your things, I've come to take you home. Yeah, I'll take you home. Shut.
I wanna hold my hand inside you. I wanna take the breath that's true. I look to you and I see nothing. I look to you to see the truth. You live your life, you go in shadow. You come apart and you go black. Some kind of man into your darkness. Colors your eyes with what's nothing.
I love you. but I wanna know for sure.
So come on and hold me tight. I love you.
Wild thing, you make my heart sing. You make everything groovy. Come on, wild thing, shake that thing. Come on, baby. Wild thing, I think you move, but I wanna know for sure. So come on, hold me tight. You move me, wild thing. You make my heart sing. You make everything groovy. Come on, wild thing. Hold the beat, Alan. Rodriguez, shake that thing. All right, we can't get away from here without Alan Bradbury playing one solo on Wild. Here we go, one, two, one, two, go on, Alan. What a job this guy did tonight, Alan Bradbury. Wild thing. Oh, come on now. Oh, the most important solo is coming up right now. It's your solo. This is your therapy for the evening. I know everybody's gonna put you in a good mood today, but let's just soak this place with Wild Thing one time. Throw away the pills. You don't need the pain pills. Throw away the sleeping pills. You don't need the sleeping pills. What you need is one good, sexy chorus of Wild Thing. Whenever you feel a little uptight. Here we go. One, two. Come on.
Wild Thing. You make my heart sing. You make
Yes, you do. Wild thing, shake that thing. Come on, baby. Sock it to me, sock it to me. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Shake it one time for me, baby. Everybody.
So you got your country on, all right? You got your hayseed hanging out of your mouth. You got your big hat on, your barefoot. Woo-hoo, yee-haw and shit. All right, so there you go. Now we're going to go ahead and get funky. We're going to go to the far side of the musical spectrum, away from the right-wing dirt country road, red dirt, whatever you want to call it, and the fish and cane poles, and we're going to go all the way over here to the funk side. I went down a rabbit hole recently. A friend of mine who had gone to some of the earliest Lollapalooza concerts with me sent a bunch of photographs of these shows from 91, 92, 93, 94, 95 Lollapalooza shows. And I didn't realize this. I've always said I wanted to see Beck. I saw Beck. I just didn't know who he was. He was in the lineup. Also, Coolio was in the lineup. I don't remember Coolio. I remember Ice-T. I remember Ice Cube. I remember Tool. I remember Rage Against the Machine. I remember Jane's Addiction. I remember all the rest of these bands, but I didn't remember that I'd seen these guys, including Coolio. His big hit, Fantastic Voyage, was a cover, a remake of the original hit by Lakeside called Fantastic Voyage. You'll recognize it, but it really, and don't get it confused. This belongs in a Rockyology show. Listen to the guitar solo at the end. It's absolutely awesome. And it's going to be followed by a band out of Atlanta, East Atlanta, that I've always loved. I never could play it before because everything we did was going to be broadcast, and FCC regulations would, you know, keep us from doing that. So there's some language in this song. If it bothers you, I don't care. It doesn't bother me that it bothers you. It shouldn't, because it's a kick-ass song. It's by a band called Watch the Duck, and the song is called Poppin' Off. And I'm going to go ahead and go back with a couple of more I'm Back quotes here on Rockyology. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Go back and check the other ones out. John Steinbeck said, I'm now back with my own kind of people. Here now, the bums and drinkers and no goods, and it's a fine thing. I like that one. And followed by Margaret Thatcher, everybody's favorite Iron Lady. You didn't think you'd hear her quoted in Rockyology today, did you?
Favorite?
I'm back, and you knew I was coming. On my way here, I passed a cinema with the sign says, The Mummy Returns. Here I am.
I'm back. afraid. I don't even have to run or even have to try. Just slide, slide, slippity slide. Just forget about your troubles and your 9 to 5. And just sail on.
That's what you do.
Just sail on. Now that you're so fucking, hey, what do you think? What is it called? It's called a Lakeside Strength.
Thank you.
of it all.
Here come the weed folks. Here come the weed folks. Here come the weed folks.
And it started popping off. Pop it off. Pop it off.
Watch the duck, lakeside, got your dance on, hopefully, and you danced as though no one was watching, even if somebody was. Who really, I mean, why would you care if somebody, I'll dance, I'm the worst dancer in the world, I'll dance in a heartbeat, embarrass my children, embarrass my wife, embarrass my coworkers. You can't stop me, the police can't stop me, the president can't stop me, the fire department can't stop me, nobody can stop me. I'm gonna dance my ass off, all right? Just deal with it. Now, we're gonna tone down the dancing knob just a hair. Going to go out with a song that listened to Watch the Duck and Popping Off, you heard a tremendous amount of backward looping where notes are coming at you. They've actually been literally turned around and run backwards, so they kind of start with the fade and come out and hit you in the head like a big cymbal crash. And there's a lot of that going on in this song too. It's just not a danceable song. It's just a really, really killer tune. This is a song that was originally done by Harry Nilsson, and this is Mark Cohn. Mark Cohn, a really tremendously talented guy that fell into that unfortunate category of being a one-hit wonder because of the runaway success of Walking in Memphis, and nobody wanted to give him a sophomore follow-up, and his stuff was good. So Mark Cohn doing the Harry Nilsson Turn On Your Radio, song that means a lot to me, being a radio guy, followed by a classic title track from the band King Crimson, starts off slow, but it certainly transforms, called Starless and Bible Back. And I think we will just about have hit all of the musical food groups at that point. Last quotes about being back, a little poem from Amanda. I need Amanda hug. Amanda hug? Is there Amanda hug in the house? I need Amanda hug. Amanda Palmer.
When I find out who you are.
I suffer mornings most of all. I feel so powerless and small. By 10 o'clock, I'm back in bed fighting the jury in my head. Does anybody relate to that other than me? Listen to the Chattanooga Driving Show where mornings don't suck. And that is followed by this one. Boxer Adrian Broner. I fight, knock him out, have some sex. Monday, I'll go back to hitting bags and kicking ass.
I'm going now that I am gone. I hope the wind that's blowing helps me carry on. But turn on your radio, baby, and listen to my song. But turn on your nightlight, baby, baby, I'm gone. How it happened, and now that I am gone, I hope I never hear it, baby, just in case I'm wrong. Turn on your record player, listen to my song. Turn on your nightlight, baby, baby, I'm gone. It is gone. I don't know where life's going, but soon it will be gone. I hope the wind that's blowing helps me carry on. I turn on your radio, baby, listen to my song. I turn on that light, baby, baby, I'm gone. Turn on your record player. Turn on your record player. Turn on your record player. And listen to my song. Turn on. Everybody had a heart, yeah. Everybody had a good time. Everybody had a wet dream. Everybody saw the sunshine. Everybody had a good year. Everybody let their hair down. Everybody put their socks up. Everybody put their foot down.
Turn on the record player.
Listen, listen.
Turn on your record player. Turn on your
fades into gray. Too